BIS project. Agora settles tokenized payments across 6 currencies. The Bank for International Settlement says its project Agora has settled real-value tokenized payments across 6 currencies, according to an August 1, 2026 update from the BIS shared via CoinMarketCap. The trial moved 800,000 Swiss francs, roughly $1 million, through 17 transaction scenarios, with 28 commercial and central banks taking part. The amounts are small on purpose. The point was to prove the plumbing works with live funds rather than a sandbox. Project Agora has been the BIS's flagship attempt to test whether tokenized commercial bank money and central bank money can coexist on shared programmable infrastructure. This update is the first time the consortium reports settling actual value across multiple currencies at once, rather than running isolated single-currency demos. The mechanics of the trial. The central design idea behind Agora is a unified ledger where tokenized deposits from commercial banks settle against tokenized central bank money. In this round, participants processed payments spanning 6 currencies through a single coordinated environment, testing 17 different scenarios that a real cross-border payment would have to survive. Those scenarios typically cover correspondent banking steps, foreign exchange conversion, and compliance checks that today add hours or days to an international transfer. Settling 800,000 Swiss francs is not a headline number by trading standards. It matters because it is real money moving through the system, not a modeled figure. Central bank pilots often stop at simulations. Agora moved past that line, which is the harder engineering problem, reconciling live balances, handling settlement finality, and coordinating rules across jurisdictions that each regulate their own currency. 28 banks in one room is the story. The participant count carries more weight than the dollar figure. Getting 28 commercial and central banks to agree on a shared technical standard, legal framework, and operational process is the actual bottleneck in cross-border payments. The technology to move tokenized money has existed for years. The coordination has not. Correspondent banking, the current system for moving money between countries, relies on chains of intermediary banks that each hold accounts with the next. Every hop adds cost, delay, and a point where a payment can stall. Agora's pitch is that a shared ledger collapses those hops into a single settlement layer, where a payment in one currency can convert and land in another without passing through 4 separate institutions. The BIS has been careful to frame this as wholesale infrastructure, meaning it sits between banks rather than in consumer hands. Nobody is spending Agora tokens at a coffee shop. The relevance for anyone holding stablecoins or using crypto rails is indirect but real. This is the incumbent financial system building its own version of instant, programmable, cross-currency settlement. The stablecoin comparison sits underneath all of this. Private stablecoins already move real value across borders at scale, and regulators have spent much of 2026 debating how to supervise them. The Bank of Italy recently argued that the true test of a stablecoin is whether it converts to cash at par, on demand, without friction. Project Agora is the central banking world's answer to the same question, built on tokenized bank deposits that carry a central bank settlement guarantee rather than a private issuer's reserves. The two models are on a collision course. Stablecoins offer speed and reach today, but carry issuer and reserve risk. A BIS-backed unified ledger offers the settlement finality of central bank money, but moves at the pace of interbank consensus. Payment networks are watching both. OpenUSD launched on Ethereum, with backing from Visa, MasterCard, and Stripe, a sign that the card networks are hedging toward public chain stablecoins, even as the BIS builds the permissioned alternative. For crypto users, the practical takeaway is narrow, but worth tracking. If Agora-style rails reach production, cross-border transfers between banks could become near instant and cheaper, which erodes one of the clearest advantages that stablecoin spending and zero foreign exchange markup cards hold over legacy banking. The counterweight is timeline. Wholesale central bank projects move in years, and a single $1 million multi-currency test is an early milestone, not a rollout. The path from here, the BIS has not published a production date, and past central bank digital currency projects suggest the gap between a successful pilot and live infrastructure is measured in years. Switzerland's role as host currency in the trial fits the country's long-running position as a hub for regulated crypto and banking activity, and the SNB has been among the more active central banks in tokenization experiments. The number to remember is 28. When a project like this jumps from a single currency test to six currencies and nearly 30 institutions settling live value, it signals that the coordination problem, not the technology, is finally being chipped away.